So as
Nakmazemi pointed out,
stable shine is an unnatural state. We are moving into that unnatural state for a purpose. So it's important to understand what that purpose is. The whole question in terms of sutra being the path of renunciation, what is being renounced is attachment to form as reference point. I think, therefore I am. So Shine says, I don't think, therefore what? Or simply, I think, or I think, therefore I think. But it's not accurate to say, I think, therefore I am. That's not actually a logical position. Am has got nothing to do with think in particular. So it's the reference point. Stable shine is learning how to exist non-referentially. It's learning to exist non-referentially in order that phenomena can arise and we can exist alongside those phenomena without using them as reference points. You are there, so I am here. I look like this, I'm shaped like this, I have this name, this identity, etc. That means I'm me and I'm not you. This is referentiality. These are the things I like, these are the things I don't like, these are the foods I eat, these are the things I don't eat. These are my political views, etc., 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 etc. These are all our reference points that indicate I am here. And with Shine, that whole thing drops away. So when there is no reference point, and I have the experience of what it's like not to have a reference point, then I know that I can exist without them. I can then enter into a different level of experience with thought or whatever arises. So we've looked at Shine. The next practice is called Latong. Latong means further vision. Now, the words Shine and Latong are the Tibetan forms of Shamatha and Vipassana. But they don't necessarily mean the same thing. Shine and Shamatha are pretty much the same, but Vipassana and Latong are not necessarily the same. It depends how they're approached. There are many styles of Vipassana, but they all have one thing in common. They deal with form in some way. There's a style of Vipassana in which one reaches stable shine and then enters into a contemplation on a topic of Dharma. Maybe people are unfamiliar with that form. So you reach stable shine and you think about karma. You think about the teachings you've received. That's a form of Vipassana. I don't often say that, but I thought it might be interesting to hear how broad Vipassana can be. There are other forms in which one labels thoughts. So it's not just thinking, it'll be thinking about the door, itch in the knee, you just label it and let go of it. This is another form of Vipassana. But these have got really scant relationship with Latong as it's spoken of within Dzogchen. So with Latong, we are moving from stable shine into Latong, and there is a change of posture. So we're sitting with the hands in this form, head slightly downwards, the eyelids drooping, the focus being maybe a couple of feet in front of the knees. When we move into La Tong, the hands go to the knees, the eyes open wide, and the head moves very slightly over the horizon, the point at which we're looking rises. Now, the practice of La Tong is to find the presence of awareness in that which arises in mind. Here we call it Namtog. Namtog means thought, but it means more than thought. When we're talking about Shine, we talk about thought. We'll just use the English word because it's well understood, but with La Tong we talk about Namtog, because thoughts are Namtogs, but there are other things that arise in mind that are not thought. And when we reach that point with Shine, one is actually able to perceive that the fabric of that which arises in mind, or Namtog, is far broader, subtler than conceptuality. There's color, texture, shape, movement, there's a wealth of subtle phenomena there. One becomes aware of that and it moves. And one finds the presence of awareness in the movement of the Namtogs, in the movement of that which arises in mind. We make a distinction here between thought and Namtog. Thought is a type of Namtog. When we use the thought, we mean a conceptual stream. Toilet paper needs to be purchased, I'll get it on the way home, I'll call into that little supermarket, etc. You know, that's thought. Namtog can be all kinds of things. I'm sure everyone has the experience of dwelling on a feeling. And you can be sitting there thinking without thinking. You're dwelling on something. It's not conceptual, but something's going on. That's Namtog. So you can't call that conceptuality, because words are not occurring, but there's a feeling there, you're dwelling on it, and you're trying to work something out, but non-conceptually.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's Namtog. So something is happening there. Mm-hmm. And there's color, texture, and all kinds of things within that. And the less you are addicted to conceptuality, the more that particular spectrum of Namtog open up, and that tends to then occur far more than thought or conceptuality. And the practice with La Tong is to move with that, to become identified with it, so that you're not watching that which arises, you become identified with that which arises. This is the practice of La Tong.